And this is month.
Nick. That's the esophagus.
Or the whole thing.
In the throat.
What about goozle?
That's the same thing, goozle.
Is this what you swallow down?
Yeah.
And these are my
teeth.
And this is one
lip.
Or just one what?
Tooth.
And the flesh around your teeth is your
gums.
Huh?
Gums.
And you say this is one. This is one
tooth.
Oh no, this here is my
left hand.
And I have two.
Right hand.
I have two.
Two hands.
And this is the
palm.
And this is one
fist.
Two.
Fist. Two fists.
And a place where the bones come together is called
a joint.
And on a man, this part of his body is his
chest.
And these are the
elbows or shoulders.
And you say this is my
leg.
And this is one
foot.
And I have two.
2 feet.
And this sensitive bone here.
Shin bone.
Okay. Say if I get down in this position, you say I
squat down.
Any other way of saying that?
No, not that I know of.
You ever hear down on your
knees?
Or hunkers or haunches?
But we always say that in the horse and cow and such like that. They get out on the hunkers.
What is their hunkers?
Well, it's the knee and hip.
Say if someone had been sick for a while, you say, well, he's up and about now, but he still looks a bit
bad.
Okay. Any other way of saying that? He still looks a little...
Don't look good.
Do you ever say peaked or puny?
Peaked. Puny.
Huh?
Puny.
And someone who's in good shape, you say he's big and...
fat.
Or
that's right.
He's not weak, he's...
He looks like a healthy man.
If he can lift heavy weights, you say that he's...
a man.
He's not weak, he's...
not weak in the back or anything like that.
He's pretty... what?
Stout.
Would you ever use that word stout talking about butter that was turning bad?
What?
Stout. Would you ever use it about butter that was turning bad?
Butter. Never heard it used that way.
When you say someone is stout, what do you mean?
Well, I mean it's a strong and able-bodied.
Does it mean he's a little overweight or just...
not necessarily, but then that goes with it, he's overweight.
Someone who's always smiling, never loses his temper, you say that he's?
Just a good, friendly person.
Okay. And someone like a teenage boy who seems to be all arms and legs, you say that he's?
Well, I don't know what you just call him. And teenage boy.
Just all arms and legs. And maybe he's always dropping things and stumbling. You say that he's...
and he fumbles.
He's stumbling and drops things. You say that he's...
fumbling with things.
And would you ever call him gangling or clumsy or gawky?
Gawky.
What does gawky mean?
Well, that's just awkward.
And someone who just keeps on doing things that don't make any sense, you say he's just a plain...
just crazy.
What else would you call him? You say he's just a plain...
fool.
How do you feel about the word fool?
Well, I feel the same way about the Bible, though.
You don't think you should...
call somebody else a fool is in danger of hell fire.
So you don't believe it?
I don't believe it.